And at this time in our fall sports preview, we're visiting with Mullen Broncos head football coach Wade Marsh, who joins us on KCNI, KBBN Radio. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us. Let me start with this question. How was your summer? Did you stay busy?
Oh, yeah. We don't ever have that problem around here, it doesn't seem like. So it went fast, you know, between getting the kids in the weight room, and we did a camp with our guys here for three or four nights, and trying to get family stuff done and work stuff, it always seems to go pretty fast.
Yeah. Coach, you talked about the weight room. You even talked about your kids participating in a camp this summer. I know that summer has become a big part of preparation for the upcoming season. Can you talk a little bit more about those two things and what you saw your kids accomplish maybe through the summer as they get ready for the year?
Yeah, as far as our weight room participation, this was probably the best summer we've ever had. We're shorter numbers than we usually are this year. We'll have 16 guys. But, you know, for the most part, we had 75%, 80% of our guys in every night. Young kids really bought into what we're doing, which is good because we're going to have to kind of throw them into the fire and get them going. So it was nice to see. I've told the kids, this group of guys seems about as tight as any group since I've been helping here for 7, 8, 9 years in there. So, you know, they like to come in and lift. They have a good time, and then they hang out afterwards. So that's pretty good to see. We put on just a little camp. We didn't wind up doing a big team camp with our numbers and kids gone for vacations and stuff. We couldn't really string that together. So we just did a 3-night camp here in town with our guys, and it was kind of a good refresher to get ready for the season and put some stuff in and expose those younger guys to some of our offensive plays and stuff that they haven't done before. So that's kind of what our summer consisted of.
Coach, you talk about working some younger players into the mix. What about some of the guys you have coming back? I know that leaning on that experience and leaning on some returning guys is always critical. Talk about some of the guys that you're kind of leaning on and kind of look forward to take that leadership step here in the new season.
Yeah, so we've got four starters coming back from last year, and I think it starts with Chase Gracie. He's our returning quarterback, played some DB, I believe he's an all-district defensive back last year. Really tough physical kid, you know, third place state wrestler. He's qualified for state track a couple times, and he's the leader of our team, you know, and he does a good job. We'll probably move him inside, playing a linebacker a little more this year just because of his size. He's up to about 190 pounds and moves really well. And then we've got Justin French coming back. Justin broke a pinky, I believe, last year, first game of the year, and wound up with a club on and came back and played some good defense for us, but just couldn't really carry the ball last year. So we're excited to get him back. We've got James Tesler up front, played tight end last year and did pretty good job blocking. We're moving him inside and then play some D tackle on defense. And then we got Ethan Harden coming back at tight end and defensive end. So we've got four guys that have played a lot of football for us, so just a matter of plugging our young guys in this year.
Coach, as you have worked through fall camp up to this point, what are some of the things that have stuck out to you as you have worked through the first few days of practice?
I'd say the main thing that sticks out to me is our speed this year. We're a lot faster team than we were last year. We're a lot smaller up front. We had some big boys last year, and there'll be games we definitely miss those guys, but we're a lot faster. We've got, you know, Chase is pretty fast and Justin's pretty fast. I believe they were on the mile relay team that got second or third last year, you know, and Alex Warner's in there. Alex is, you know, we haven't had a kid like Alex for a little while. He's explosive and agile. He can get in and out of breaks and put his foot in the ground and get somewhere. So really excited to get Alex going. He's just going to be a sophomore for us, but I think most games we play, he'll be one of the faster kids on the field. So I think the one thing that's really stuck out is speed. And like I said, we're not as big up front, but I feel like our skill guys are going to be a lot quicker this year.
Wade, talk about some of the people you have helping you this year. Talk about your staff.
I've got Russ Bonnet. Russ has been helping for, I couldn't put a year on it, ever since he's been here in Mullen. He also does our track and head wrestling. He stays pretty him. We've got Kyle Hoyt. Kyle was a player here in Mullen, 2 years older than me, back in the mid-90s, helping with the offensive defensive line. And then we got Steven Den comes in, volunteers a couple days. He runs our youth program, then comes over the high school side when those guys aren't going. Then, of course, Coach Brown, he swings by and tells me everything I'm doing wrong every once in a while and still shows up quite a little. So I told him you can show up anytime you want. I'll take it every night if you can show up.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got a great crew helping you out, Wade. I'm going to end with this. Finish this statement for me, if you would. Mullen will be a tough team to contend with if...
if we stay healthy. I mean, that's our main objective this year, is we've just got to stay healthy. Like I said, we've got 16 kids, and they're spread fairly evenly. We've only got a couple juniors, but we've got five or six freshmen, and I like them, but they're going to get thrown into the fire, and they're going to have to play some varsity football. And our sophomores, they're kind of the same way. We just can't afford to get dinged up and have a bunch of guys missing time, because we just don't have the depth this year. So I'd say the key to us having a good season is we've just got to stay healthy.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck in the upcoming season.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for the coverage. We're really looking forward to getting the fun stuff started here next week.
All right. That's Head Coach Wade Marsh of the Mullen Broncos joining us on KCNI KBBN Radio.